Hiya, it's the team talk. I'm Josh Sexton and I'm back from my sick bed, and joining me to react to Jurgen Klopp's pre-Manchester United press conference, the first one I've done in a while, first one I've seen some of these lads in a while as well, is Andy Heaton, Ian Ryan and Kev Walsh. Jurgen talked about a few things in his press conference there. Me and Andy have just been talking off air about how much some of the shit questions that the journalists are asking are becoming quite frustrating. And one of the ones that frustrated me the most this week was about these goal celebrations. That I know the journalists are just doing their jobs and they're obviously looking for a soundbite out of Jurgen and things like that, but I don't really want to give it much light because, look, we've all got different political beliefs and leanings and things like that, but I genuinely feel like it's all a big distraction away from the real issue here, which is the politicians, as we all know. So I just want to quote Rory Smith's tweet from last night, actually, instead of getting too stuck into that. So Rory says, "How about instead of celebrating goals, all the players shape their bodies in such a way to spell out, football is again being used as a distraction from broader governmental failures. This is just as inane as a conversation as the one about Scotch eggs."
Speaking of Tories, how is Rory?
Really harsh.
He's going to fuck us up there, isn't he?
I'm with Rory there, with Rory's tweet there, absolutely. we'll move on, though. There's another sort of, you know, an issue with the politics around this here, Andy, but I do want to get stuck into this because I thought it was nice what Jurgen said about it. Obviously, the work that Marcus Rashford's been doing, and there's been a bit of discourse around this on social media as well, in terms of whether there should be a gesture from us as Liverpool fans on Sunday at Anfield, and Klopp comes out and says it's a shame that Rashford has to do the work he has to do, as we all sort of acknowledge, but calls him exceptional and says that it's so good to see that he's not forgotten his roots. And that's the nice thing about this whole Rashford story, isn't it, is that he clearly hasn't forgotten his roots, and that seems to be the motivation for him the whole time, is to, you know, give people the opportunities that maybe he didn't have when he was a kid.
Yeah, unlike that gremlin Darren Grimes, but I mean, that's a different story, isn't it? No,
who did he play for?
Kev, Google it, mate, just Google it. No, the biggest indictment is the fact that Marcus Rashford has to say something. But the fact that he has and he's used his platform is brilliant. And in such a way as well, because he stuck his neck out. It's all right for us to sit here and go, oh, isn't he great, but you're forgetting, for everyone who's saying he's brilliant, there's a load of people in the country who are thinking, oh, he, you know, who does he think he is doing this? He's just a footballer, you know, fucking stick to football and all this nonsense that we've seen a million times before. So more power to him.